And welcome back to Katie's Corner here on Sporty 1240 CBS Sports Radio. Also streaming live online at Sporty1240.com. We just got done talking women's basketball for the Sage Colleges with Allison Coleman. And now we change gears, go into the men's side. And join me right now on the hotline is the one, the only, the head coach of the Sage Gators men's basketball team, Mr. Brian Barnes. Coach, welcome to the show. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Bri. Thanks for that terrific introduction.
Hey, you know me. I always want to pump it up whenever I get to have a former UAlbany guy on who's stuck around the Capital District and is looking to build up the basketball community here. And, you know, I mentioned the UAlbany part, and, you know, I know we've discussed this before, but talk about your time a little bit that you spent at UAlbany and what made you ultimately decide to stick around the Capital Region working with UAlbany, RPI, and now with Sage.
Well, I think I'm a Capital District, you know, guy, being local and growing up here. And, you know, UAlbany has been very much a part of my growth as a coach and still continues to be. I'll head over and Coach Brown is fortunate enough to allow me to come in and watch practice and talk a little bit, do a little chalk talk after or whatever. And really the whole staff has been fantastic. And that goes for, you know, all of the Capital District coaches, but Albany especially, really opened up their doors to me and gave me a chance to start my coaching career. And, you know, very fortunate for that experience Will Brown provided me with.
And it's not really something I've discussed a whole lot with other local coaches I've had on the air, but it's an observation that I've recognized in that, when you talk about the local basketball community, whether it's on the high school or the college level, there really seems to be a tight-knit community amongst the coaches, you know, between, say, like Siena, UAlbany, St. Rose, Sage. It just seems to be a really nice partnership, I guess would be another way to put it. Just a nice cohesive unit amongst the head coaches that work around here. Would you agree with me on that sentiment?
100%. I mean, the coaching profession is a tough business, and you know, with that nature, bonds coaches together, and I see it really on a recruiting level too. Section 2 coaches and local community college coaches. I mean, some of the best in the country as far as looking out for their players, you know, strategically X and O wise, and especially with, you know, getting back to coaches and really trying to help put them at the next level. We've got, you know, Section 2 in the area, college coaches, some of the best in the country, no doubt.
Now, before we get to the team itself, I just want to ask you a little bit, because we haven't really discussed it before, your assistants, Brian Eastman, Scott O'Reilly, it's their third seasons with you as your assistants. What have they been able to bring to the table as assistants in kind of, you know, different ways? You know, Scott's kind of, how should I put this? He kind of seems like the stern but kind of like quieter type, while Eastman's a little more theatrical, I guess, in the way he is during the games. What have those two been able to provide as far as helping you out both on the sidelines during games and then you know, recruiting and practices and such?
Yeah, you know what? I'm glad you brought them up, because those were the first two individuals that I'd like to talk about. They're fantastic. You know, these guys, Brian and Scott, have been with me a few years, and they really work hard. The best part about our staff is we've got a good balance of personalities and coaching styles that really clicks and it really works. Coach Eastman is one. You know, I don't want to say type A, but a type A personality as far as, you know, he wants results. He's a results-driven kind of coach, and he's not afraid to tell you exactly what you need to hear and how you need to hear it, and I love that about him. So we've got, you know, Coach Eastman on that side, and I'd say Coach O'Reilly, he's got a quiet confidence that I like about his coaching style, and he's a very cerebral coach. So the three of us together, we got a little bit of everything, and you know, they know how to play off me in practice and in games, and they're always, you know, there to give their input on different things, and I really value it because they're just very good basketball minds, and of course come from the George Mardigan School of basketball. Scott having played, you know, played for Coach Mardigan at Waterville, and Brian having coached under Coach Mardigan. So they've been, you know, very well educated on different, you know, styles of motivation and strategy, and real fortunate to have those guys.
This is Katie's Corner on Sporty 1240 CBS Sports Radio, also streaming live online at sporty1240.com. I'm Brian Katie, joined by Sage Gators men's basketball coach Brian Barnes. And, you know, it's funny you bring up Waterville because they, especially the last few years, they've really produced a lot of great talent that has moved on to the college level. How often do you keep in touch with Coach Mardigan, and as far as, you know, who he's grooming to, you know, maybe be the next Jordan Gleason or whatnot?
Well, Coach Mardigan has been a great friend of Sage basketball since Coach O'Reilly and Coach Eastman, you know, came on board, really introduced me to Coach Mardigan, and we take him to lunch at least once a year. He'll come over and watch practice. He's been to a few games already, and anytime we can pick his brain just to grab a little bit of, you know, a little nugget of some kind of information. Specifically, we've been working with him with our 1-2-1-1 full court pressure, but he's been fantastic. As I said, he's come to practice, he's come to games. I've had him, you know, speak to the team at times. He's been great. And as I mentioned before, the local community, I mean, that's Section 2 basketball. He's an old school Section 2 guy, and really any of the coaches we've reached out to have been fantastic with things like that.
Now, get a look at the squad itself. You're coming off a year where you were losing a number of seniors, including three guys that really stood out as more or less faces of the program last year as well as the year before. That would be Jeff Stapera, Ryan LaBelle, and Mason Horn, also losing Denzel Pascal in the mix. Talk about what they were able to help do in order to build the program up to a higher level and getting Sage to the level it's at right now.
Yeah, sure. I mean, can't thank the graduating seniors from last year and the ones before enough. I mean, they were the ones that really put the program on their back and were the foundation builders. I mean, we've managed to improve a little bit each year, whereas the point I think we're at now, we're ready to challenge for a Skyline Conference championship. And we would never be at the point where we are today without the Jeff Stapera's, the Mason Horns, Ryan LaBelle, Ryan Sager, Denzel Pascal, all the guys that came before our present group of Gators now really put in the hard work and just kept getting better every year, and you know, now we are where we are.
Now, you talk about the having to replace them. I mean, they're very good players, but you end up bringing in three particular talents that have been in your starting lineup from pretty much the get-go from the start of this season. That would be Jordan McCray, Andre Robinson, and Travis Gill. What have those guys brought to the table that might have been a little different from the approach that, say, Jeff and Ryan and Mason brought last season when they were on the team?
Yeah, I think the new players that we have this year, a little bit more athletic, which fits into our pressure defensive scheme. So we're certainly a more athletic team than we were a year ago. I think we're a little bit more defensive-minded than we were a year ago. And you put those two things together in a pressing system, I think you're bound to have some better results. The newcomers, terrific kids, terrific young men, working hard in the classroom, fitting in the Sage community, and just have been great additions to the program and the program really that our past Gators have built.
Sage Gators men's basketball head coach Brian Barnes joining us on Katie's Corner on Sporty 1240 CBS Sports Radio and streaming live online, sporty1240.com. And with those new additions comes to some guys potentially, you know, learning newer roles or at least expanding their roles, one of which would be Troy Nwana, who to me has, you know, last year we saw it a bit when Jeff Stapera wouldn't be on the floor, but he would be, where he kind of expanded his role from being, you know, a two or three and taking on more of a point guard role. And Melvin Ford, who last year, in my opinion, from what I observed, he was kind of called on a little bit more to be a bit more of a scorer than anything else. But this year has really been taking on more of a serious approach to his rebounding and his defense. What are your observations as their coach from what they've been able to do from the absence, the departures of Stopera and LaBelle and Horn, and now seeing these new three come in with McRae, Robinson, and Gill?
Yeah, I think this is by far the closest team that I've ever coached. We've got terrific team chemistry. Everyone seems to understand that this is a very balanced team, and it could be, you know, one player or another at any given night or any given moment that's going to have an opportunity to, you know, put points on the board and have a, you know, big role. But it's the collection of our play that fits together, kind of, you know, defining who we are. And it's been great. I mean, this has been, like I said, a very balanced team, doing a lot of different things particularly well because guys have accepted, you know, maybe different roles than they've had in the past. But each year it's a new season, and our job as coaching staff is to try to put players in the best position to be successful and, you know, hope that they respond. And this group really has.
Now, also getting a look at the roster a little bit more is, it would be remiss on my part if I don't mention the two Redwoods you have down in the blocks that you kind of rotate in and out a bit, and that'd be Kai Deans, the senior from Miami, and Jacob Sopchak. To have two big bodies like that, that can help dictate the pace a bit of what the other team does on both the offensive and defensive side of the ball, it's got to be a real treat to have two guys like that down in the blocks to really solidify things on both ends of the floor for you.
Yeah, we've been extremely fortunate. I mean, to have both of these guys and to see the way that they've developed over the, you know, past few seasons. Don't remind me that they're seniors because, you know, I think about that all the time. We've got to get out. We've got to get some, you know, get some size in our recruiting because both those guys will be leaving us here in the spring. But they've been fantastic, and they can play together. I mean, we're trying to figure that out, and we're putting them out there a little bit together, maybe not so much in the full court pressing side of things, but they can definitely play together, and I think they complement each other. Kai has been a dominant force offensively, and Jake has been a dominant force defensively, and certainly has improved his offensive game each year that he's been here. So those guys have been, you know, a true blessing to coach.
Finally, Coach, hot start to the season, winning six of your first seven before finals and the Christmas break, including finishing it off with two consecutive wins to start your Skyline Conference schedule. You get back into the mix of things January 3rd with three straight road games in the conference before coming home on January 12th to play Old Westbury. To me, extremely important those first three games because of them being on the road and being conference games. What kind of expectations maybe do you, Coach Eastman and Coach O'Reilly, have for this team overall, especially when you come back off that almost full month layoff?
Sure. Well, the expectations are Skyline Conference champions, regular season and, you know, postseason tournament. And, you know, those are expectations that we as a group have decided on. We've settled on in our team goals meeting that we hold in October prior to the season. And that's what our players want. That's what they expect. And you know, that's how we coach them every day, like we need to get to a championship level. We're certainly a long ways off. We have a lot of work to do and a lot of growth, you know, that we'll get to, but those are the expectations. So that's how we approach each day in practice and each team that's in front of us. It's one at a time.
Brian Barnes, head coach of Sage Men's Basketball. Coach, thank you very much for joining me on the show. Really appreciate your time, and I'll see you on January 12th for the next home game.
looking forward to it. Brian, thanks so much for the coverage. We really appreciate it and all that you do for Section 2 and local community basketball. It's highly appreciated.
Absolutely. Not a problem, Coach. Thanks a lot.
All right. Talk to you soon.